Hello, this is Joe Rogan, and you are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast with your host, Miguel.
You know, Miguel, he's a guy that grew up in the Wyckoff Projects in downtown Brooklyn. Check it.
The wise man hears of the Tao and practices it diligently. The average man hears of the Tao and gives it thought now and again. The foolish man hears of the Tao and laughs out loud. If he did not laugh out loud, it would not be the Tao.
Welcome back to episode 240 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today is November 14th, 2025. And the title of today's episode is Social Media Algorithm Prison and the Subconscious Mind Control Trap. There's a lot to unpack this, so let's get into it. So many people feel that there's one puppet master pulling the strings, which are the cause of all of our suffering. But in order to get a deeper understanding of the cause of our suffering, we need to identify the actual control mechanism, which is the actual cause of our suffering. You know, I've always said it in my older episodes, but we have to be very careful because nothing in this world is free. So, you know, you get social media, you sign up, it's free, there's no charge, whatever. But whenever you sign up for something that's free and they're providing this service to you, you're the product, okay? Because they're mining you, they're mining your consciousness, the way you think, and the algorithms are controlling your whole destiny and it's planning out your life for you. So you don't even make your own decisions anymore. You just go along with your subconscious mind, which is being fed by these algorithms. Very much Carl Jungian way of looking at it, but it's very, very true, okay? One of the things that they're using on this, and I was just reading about this lately, it's basically a PSYOP, and it's called PDS, which stands for Pacify, Distract, and Sedate. And the way it works is first by flooding your conscious and subconscious mind with so much noise that it just drowns out the reality that's taking place all around you. And this overwhelming noise comes in the form of memes, drama, fake news, riots, and basically all fear-based control mechanisms that they throw at us, because there's always something new to fear, something new to be afraid of. If you take this supplement in conjunction with that supplement, you know, you can get this result. If you sleep on your side, if you sleep on your head, like there's always something. Coffee's good for you. Coffee's not good for you. And there's no end to it. So what they do is pacify the masses with music, with entertainment, with dogs playing violins and, you know, cats riding motorcycles on high-speed chases. It's insanity what they're doing, especially with this AI. And people eat it up. Again, it's fine to have some kind of entertainment. I find myself going, you know, for 20 minutes just looking at, you know, Labrador Retrievers and dogs and puppies and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But be aware of what you're doing and understand that this is just entertainment that you're going to follow for a couple of minutes and then you're going to go back to your self-actualized life and take steps and take actions in life that are going to move you forward, right? But people get so brainwashed with the social media, honestly, it's not even close because they're just really in an algorithm prison. So they pacify us with this entertainment. Then they distract us with the fear and everything that's going on all over the world. Who's killing who wants to kill who, Charlie Kirk this and that. And I'm not going to get into the politics of it. You guys, if you listen to my episodes, you know where I stand on a lot of these issues. You know, I'm anti-war. I'm anti-genocide. I'm pro-humanity, you know. You can't say that for the ruling classes right now because they're basically wiping us all out. But it is what it is. You know, you got to take your life and your destination into your own hands. Not all things are measured in money, you know. So they pacify us, then they distract us. So in other words, they want to take our attention away from where it should be into doing things that are going to benefit us. They want to distract us from that and draw our attention over to something that they want us to be looking at so that we don't know what's really taking place. around the world or in our own lives or in our neighborhood or in our communities or whatever humanity is facing right now. They don't want us to be aware that Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. It's funny how they're destroying a lot of food processing and meat and killing, you know, cows because they have XYZ disease. The easiest way that they can annihilate a population is through starvation. And you could see this through the Holodomor that took place in the Ukraine, the Armenian genocide, the Russian Revolution, where they starved all these people to death. I mean, their chosen way of doing it is through starvation, because you don't have to fire a bullet. You just starve people to death. And then once people start going hungry, you can control them with food and say, hey, you know, if you're a good boy, then you can get 5 grains of rice instead of 4, you know, and you can get a piece of cabbage. This is, do your history, man. Look into your history and see what it is. Like I said, go back, go to archive.org and watch Europa, The Last Battle. You know, you can say what you want about it. It could be very opinionated, very controversial. But, it's a documentary. It's about 10 hours long, 10 one-hour segments. Check it out. And you'll see a lot of history unfolding right there that is really going to surprise you. So they pacify us, they distract us, and then they sedate us. They sedate us with drugs, with nonstop free porn, with fear-mongering, with people showing their drip, what kind of sneakers they have, and, you know, this leather jacket that they just picked up and how it's different than everybody else's and better. It's craziness, but they have us competing over materialistic things that add nothing to the quality of our life. All it does is enrich them and keeps us distracted. So basically, it's to pacify, distract, and sedate. Very, very evil intentions there, man. Now, the next thing that is the control mechanism that they're doing to us, the next thing is repetition, where they repeat a message enough to where it becomes an internalized truth for people, okay? They repeat it over and over again. I forget who it was, Goering or one of these Nazis or whatever. He says, Goebbels, I think it was, if you repeat a lie enough times, it will become truth to the people. And it's what they're doing to us right now. People are not even aware of it because they're just running off of that subconscious mind, running the same scripts over and over again. In my old episodes, I get into that subconscious mind stuff, but it's so, so true. So the next control mechanism that they do is mimicry, where people will copy the top social media influencers in order to get more views and social media traction. So they just kind of imitate and copy everything. They mimic everything to where there's no originality, no authenticity, no humanity in anything anymore. Everything is just a copy of a copy of a copy, right? Really sad, man. But the only way to escape that or get away from that is awareness, self-awareness of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and these actions that you're taking today, how is it going to impact you 10 years from now, 20 years from now, right? Are you a person that basically just plays video games all day and, you know, consumes social media and gets high and, you know, basically have no direction or no purpose, only to find out 10 or 20 years later, you're, you know, living out of a Volkswagen Beetle and, you know, pulling scraps of chicken out of a garbage can, and you're wondering, you know, where did I go wrong? I hate to be brutal with it, but it's the truth, because the world is not getting better and it's not getting fluffier and friendlier. It's getting more and more demonic and much more suffering that's taking place in the world. So your actions have to have an intention behind them that's going to benefit you. Again, you can have fun in games, and you, of course, you can do a little social media and all, everything you want to do, right? But within reason, you know, within balance. So where is your future going to be if you find yourself just mimicking and copying social media influencers and different types of dances that you see on, you know, Instagram or whatever they do, right? Where is that going to... What result is that or impact is that going to have on your life other than negative impact, where you're basically just living a life that's being written for you, and you're just following that script. You know, you need to be aware of what they're really doing to us right now. And it's just, it's accelerating. But on the flip side, I see people literally waking up like in throngs right now, where people are starting to stand up and say, hey, you know, this is not cool. You know, they're really seeing the evil that's taking place right now and how we're being lied to by social media, by the news, by the powers that be. And I think one of the biggest, and I've heard it a lot, but that whole COVID thing in 2020, I can remember people were just blown away. I remember in Jersey going to the park, Roosevelt Park in Edison, New Jersey. And when first of all, they had the park closed because I would always take my dog to walk around the lake, and we would always enjoy my dog Jackson, who just passed away last year. But I remember they literally closed Roosevelt Park. I couldn't get in. They had blockades and stuff, so you couldn't get in. And this was for a few months. Finally, I was able to take my dog to the park. And as I got there, I saw that there was the path and there was arrows pointing which way, which direction to walk. And I purposely walked in the other direction. Okay, you go to the store, you see those little footprints, how you got to stand 6 foot apart. Those of you who know, you know. I mean, it was a test run to see how quickly they could take advantage of us. But I think what's happening right now is a lot of the rulers that are up there are getting older in age. We just lost. Dick Cheney just went back to his master, Satan, or whoever he worships. And he's finding out what the truth is right now, I'm sure. But the people that are running the show right now are getting up there in age, and they're getting very, what's the word I'm looking for? Impatient, and they have visions of grandeur, grandioseness, where they feel that they can just get away with anything because we're so stupid, and that's actually literally changing right now. And I'll tell you, one of the main guys right now that I'm listening to that's really knocking it out of the park is Tucker Carlson. Tucker's bringing the heat, man, bringing truth. And they're really hating on him, man, for speaking of what's really going on, you know. So I recommend you people go follow his channel. Go give him a good listen, Tucker Carlson. Yeah, definitely. So the next control mechanism that they're putting on us is gamification, which is where we make an ideology feel like it's a lifestyle or team sport, right? So it's like I'm team, you know, Buffalo Bills or team Dallas Cowboys, or I'm team Democrat, liberal, whatever, right? Whatever 10-letter organization you belong to, right? Which I have nothing against any of that, but just understand that they're all control mechanisms. You know, your personal life is your personal life, and not everybody needs to, you know, be on your cheerleading team just because you're this race or that color or that gender, whatever the case may be. It's like, it's just a team gamification of everything, right? So what happens is with this gamification of lifestyle and making it into a team sport is all supported by a false consensus via AI bots and fake accounts in order to support and sustain these lies that they're putting out to us. So they'll put something out and they say, oh, it's got 5,000 likes and it's got 1 million views. So obviously, it's something I want to be following, copying, and integrating into my life. Gamification, you know. And basically, as a result of this, you have a population that never actually really grows up into adulthood, but they stay infantile and childlike in that they're so easily manipulated because they don't have an original thought in a fiber of their body, right? I don't understand how people are so easily misled to just following lies and half-truths and propaganda. Open up your eyes and see, you know, because the world you live in should be a results-based world. In other words, I take these actions and I get these results. So if you take actions that are not benefiting you with good results, then you got to change whatever habits you're doing. Like I said, I think I said it in my last podcast, there's three things in life if you want to know your right direction, and that is, what is your passion in life that you really love doing? Are you good at that passion? And then the third thing is, can you make money with that passion? So if you cannot make money with that passion, find a new passion, right? Kind of simple, if you ask me. But what I see right now is a lot of parents, they want to be their friends on, they want to be their kids' friends on social media. They completely lose objectivity that their parents and adults and should be guiding people in the right direction, whether they have kids or not. But it's all like a big social media pool party where, you know, let's compare notes on, you know, TikTok, Instagram, and who's the most influential person on Twitter right now. It's craziness, but it's just inflated egos and people that are so misdirected, they don't understand that they're in a social media, you know, algorithm prison. They don't see that at all. They just see it as, you know, fun and games and, you know, memes and stuff. It's insanity. But today, I really am noticing that a lot of people are really existing in an infantile state in the sense that they're so easily manipulated and controlled, you know? And again, though, it's changing. I'm starting to see a lot of people really, truly wake up and ask questions. And it's great, man. Like Dave Smith and, like I said, Tucker Carlson. And yeah, there's some real good content out there that is really beneficial to listen to. So we'll continue on this path. And in order to get a deeper understanding, we need to look at a pyramid, Maslow's pyramid of hierarchy. And I think I spoke about that a little bit on episode 205. What Maslow's pyramid of hierarchical needs is this. It states that, again, it's a pyramid with the base, you know, the widest base, and then, you know, the pinnacle on the top. But basically, the base of humanity, human needs, is psychological needs, right? Then the second is going to be safety and security. Then the third level is going to be love and belonging. And then after that, it's self-esteem. And then the top of the pyramid is self-actualization. So the way it works out is basically, you know, people are getting by. They're okay with the survival part of it. They're okay with the safety part of it. And then the love and belonging, it kind of starts to dwindle into social media, but how much love and belonging can you feel in social media? Because it's synthetic, right? So people never actually reach the self-esteem aspect of it, of this Maslow's pyramid of hierarchical needs. And again, I'm going to get into the subconscious mind and Carl Jung and just ask yourself, you know, have you ever been on the road, on the highway, and you've been driving for, let's say, 4 hours, and then you pull over to a rest stop to stop at a McDonald's or whatever. And although I don't eat from McDonald's, but whatever. You pull over and you say to yourself, wow, it's 4 o'clock. I've been on the road for 4 hours. And who's been driving the car? Like, your mind is completely out of it. And who's been driving the car is your subconscious mind. That's basically how it operates, because it basically runs the show. And in most people, it runs 90% of the show. Probably some people 95% of the show. Unless if you're aware of it. So one of the ways to escape this, another way of doing it, is by disrupting the operating system. In other words, do something different. If you find yourself doom scrolling through, you know, whatever happened in New York City yesterday, or people fighting at a gas station at a Circle K or whatever, put the phone down, get up, look around and say, what can I do right now? What can I design? Get a piece of pencil and paper and say, I'm going to design a bookshelf. Okay, I'm going to make it by 2x3 that I'm going to buy at Lowe's or Home Depot. I'm going to have them cut, get a piece of 4x4 plywood and have them cut it into 3 sections. And this is how I'm going to use, you know, 1¼ screws, whatever the case may be. If you're not good at designing or building something, do something else, right? Maybe write poetry or, you know, help an elderly person in your family or do something, right? But understand one thing. A lot of people feel that if you take the right supplements, if you take magnesium and zinc and drink coconut water, like that's, you know, that's going to solve everything for you. And there's nothing further from the truth either with that. The real way of winning in this game of life, as it were, is to be aware of what the distractions are. And actually, you can use the distraction to your benefit, because if you find yourself falling into the same traps, you have to find a distraction or a different direction. Or I shouldn't use the word distraction. Disruption is a better word. Disrupt what's happening or whatever you see yourself engaging in, whatever it might be, drugs or whatever, and change it. Disrupt it and then make a change, because our body and our actions don't run on words and slogans and stuff like that. People feel that, you know, you read the right slogans and you get all motivated, but it kind of helps. It kind of nudges you in the right direction, but you have to disrupt and basically stop those actions and redirect it into another activity or something else that you're going to be doing, like building, like creating, like inventing, like researching, you know, start a podcast, whatever you think is going to work for you. Definitely one of the ways that I was able to distract or disrupt the programming or the synthetic programming is things like mindfulness, meditation, breath work, non-judgmental self-reflection. We have to learn how to forgive ourselves, because people will continuously beat themselves up. And then once they're done emotionally beating up themselves, they're going to beat up on their partner or their spouse or their friends or people they don't even know on social media, just so that they can have a feeling in life like they've done something, you know, because in a way they feel themselves as being useless, right? Understand that you have to do non-judgmental self-reflection on who you actually are and not what you're being told that you are or what's being presented to you, who you are, right? Because they're very good at that. Very shiny, very, you know, high tech, very AI, everything, you know. They, you know, you could take somebody's face and, you know, Elvis Presley and have him, you know, riding a motorcycle and doing Evel Knievel jumps. They can do anything that they want. But the important thing to do is to be aware of who you actually are. Conduct yourself with mindful meditation, non-judgmental self-reflection, reading, you know, the Bible, reading the words of Jesus Christ, because we are so inundated and so oversaturated with lies, deception, programming. It's insane. So what's becoming rare now is authenticity and things that are actually real, right? So you have to make it a point to seek truth out and to seek out things that are going to feed the soul as opposed to tear you down, right? So, yeah, I've gone on here for about 22 minutes, and I want to thank you for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's merciful name. Praise Jesus' name, and thank you for listening. Thank you for listening, and check out my website at alphamalebuddhistpodcast.com. That's alpha-male-buddhist-podcast.com, where you could see all of my content links for my Instagram, Rumble, Telegram, Linktree, and Twitter sites. Also, visit my online merch store, where you can check out my t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, baseball caps. All links are in the description. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com and miguel@alphamalebuddhistpodcast.com. Again, thank you for listening.